Alright, today our podcast is on underage juuling and tobacco usage. What my feelings are on underage tobacco use. Well, we think that a lot of teens use tobacco, and we don't think they should be allowed to buy tobacco products, but there's not much you can really do to stop it, because they'll just figure out how to get it, even if they don't buy it. Honestly, there's really not a way you can take all the tobacco products away from teens. I mean, the age limit is already 18. You can't go any higher because then you'll cause more problems with underage tobacco use. And I mean, if you were to try and hire like a guard or something like that, they couldn't be there 24/7. And also, I mean, kids still find a way to purchase illegal stuff anyways and get their hands on it. So there's not much you can do there.
Have teenagers always found a way to access some kind of banned item? Yes, they either have someone older buy it for them or they steal it. Study shows that nearly 90% of adult smokers began smoking before age 18. 11% of high school seniors reported smoking in the last month. A lot of children start smoking under the age of 18. 400 of them become daily smokers. Half of them die from their habit. Rates overall tobacco use remain high. However, in 2015, 253% of high school students and 74% of middle school students used a tobacco product. Among people aged 18 or older who reported lifetime marijuana use, almost 53% report first using marijuana between ages 12 and 17. About 2% report that they first used marijuana before age 12.
Well, the real question is underage tobacco use an issue? Well, honestly, it really isn't, because if they want to ruin their health by smoking tobacco, then let them. It's not really anything you can say or do that would change their mind. I mean, yes, it can cause lots of diseases, including COPD, which includes emphysema and chronic bronchitis. But cigarette smoking causes most of the lung cancer, and if you have asthma, the tobacco smoke can also trigger an attack or make an attack worse. But a lot of teens already have the first step of one or more of those, so I would say it is a health issue, but ultimately, there's not much we can do about it.
Is there something the federal government should focus on? Honestly, I don't think so. I mean, like I said, they could take more protection in stores that sell to underage people, but there's not really much they can do.
Vaping and juuling? Well, the media places claim that they're targeting 21 years or older, but in reality, they're targeting the younger kids and teens, because they even have jewels that look like USB drives, so that way you can take them into class and use them and such like that and not get caught. So it's obvious they're marketing to the younger people who aren't supposed to be having them. And they try to claim that smoking cigarettes is worse for you, but it still contains nicotine, and one jewel pod can contain as much as 20 cigarettes worth of nicotine, depending on the nicotine content. So it's pretty nasty as far as that.